Alternative Radio.
Broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on 105 FM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
It's Christmas. Did you buy your radio a present?
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about
Lee Morrison's space program, brought to you in living audio. This is the Lee Morrison Show.
Bringing light and enlightenment to all non-evolved life forms, saying a big hello to all semi-evolved life forms, and causing severe brain damage to anyone higher up the evolutionary ladder than a demented bee.
Hello, welcome to the program. You are listening to Lee Morrison's Space Program on Merseyland Alternative Radio, 105 FM, 1323 kHz, and mar.me.uk, with our stereo web streams and our fantastic website, As the title of this show suggests, I am the real Lee Morrison and not an android duplicate. Why would you even think that in the first place? In fact, I'm not sure why I said it. This show is all about space and science fiction, and we could hardly ignore the phenomenon that is Doctor Who as it begins its 51st year on the air, could we? The BBC Radiophonic Workshop, featuring Delia Derbyshire and Ron Grainer's theme from Doctor Who. Well, up next, speaking of androids, there is one android without whom no space program could be complete, so take it away, Marvin.
I'm just a robot and I know my place. A metal servant to the human race. I work my can off trying to satisfy. I know they'll disconnect me by and by. Chip on my shoulder made of silicon. My printed circuits like a lexicon. 10 billion logic functions, maybe more. They make me pick the paper off the floor. Solitary, solenoid, terminally paranoid, Marvin. Know what really makes me mad? They clean me with a Brillo pad. A car wash wouldn't be so bad. Life, don't talk to me about life. I'm so depressed I could expectorate. My moving parts are in a solid state. I want to rust in peace, switch off and lie in that great junkyard in the sky. Solitary, solenoid, terminally paranoid, Marvin. Nothing left to be enjoyed, every diode. Inner void, Marvin. Happiness has been destroyed.
Happy holidays from
Merseyland Alternative Radio, The Rock. Goes on.
There were two Russian lovers walking hand in hand on the banks of a river in a snow-covered land. A boy and a girl with starlight in their eyes. They kiss and caress as he tenderly sighs.
Comrades! All right, comrade, that's enough. We meet each night by the silvery light of that dear old-fashioned Russian satellite moon. It shines so bright, turns Americans white at the sight of our dear old Russian satellite moon.
And over here in England, I saw it over my flat. I ran into the cellar and I put on my old ARP hat.
Ah. Oh, don't be silly. Tomaric, just dance and jive while we're all still alive by the light of our glorious Russian satellite moon. Gentlemen! Ah,
up in the skies. I can't believe my eyes. It's a dear old-fashioned Russian satellite phone.
What? Hand me my gun. We're going to have some fun. Oh, I've missed that naughty Russian satellite moon. What's this?
I'll have to run you in now for a very legal reason.
Oh.
Shooting at Russian moons when they're out of season.
And aside my reply to that, is this rocket-driven threat England's answer to that Russian satellite moon?
The President, gentlemen, the President of the
There's a Russian satellite moon over Arkansas, Mr. President.
Thank heaven it's not over America. Don't worry, we're all prepared for this. Mr. Presley, let him have it.
Now listen here! I make it clear! Yes, what we intend to do. I'll rock around that Russian satellite moon.
That's right, Comrade Elvis. Go on, shake your hips while we listen to the blips of our glorious Russian satellite moon. Hi, pies, Mr. Groy, Mr. High, Mr. Green. But it is a taste, none of my queen. There's a reason for my people, I'm going to be on Dimpy. Hi, I'm Buzz, you're a guy,
This is Moseyland Alternative Radio. We'll be right back.
like this, don't you? I mean, you actually enjoy what you do. You really are a twisted little bitch.
One small step for a man, one giant leap backwards for radio. It's Lee Morrison's space program.
Because all you of Earth are idiots.
Going from the ridiculous to the even more ridiculous to the sublime, we first heard Marvin the Paranoid Android and Marvin, featuring the voice of Stephen Moore with some kind of weird electronic treatment on it. Then The Goons and a song inspired by the launch of Sputnik 1 in 1957, a Russian love song. Finally, a group of 1980s Hawkwind sound-alikes, Underground Zero, and a song about a female assassin, forlorn and lethal. You are listening to Lee Morrison's space program, presented by the real Lee Morrison and not an android duplicate. And speaking of Hawkwind, how about some of the real thing? After all, you could hardly ignore that band on a space program with a poem and a song that are actually about space.
Space is neutral, it is cold. Stars occupy minute areas of space. They are clustered a few billion here and a few billion there, as if seeking consolation in numbers. Space does not care. Space does not threaten. Space does not comfort. It does not sleep. It does not wake. It does not dream. It does not hope. It does not fear. It does not love. It does not hate. It does not encourage any of these qualities. Space cannot be measured. It cannot be angered. It cannot be placated. It cannot be summed up. Space is there. Space is not large and it is not small. It does not live and it does not die. It does not offer truth and neither does it lie. Space is a remorseless, senseless, impersonal fact. Space is the absence of time and of matter. Thank you.
Listen and win with MAR this Christmas and New Year for a chance to win great MAR memorabilia. All you need to do is sign our guestbook at www.mar.me.uk. Wishing us a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and say which presenter you are listening to. If you don't have internet access, text the same information to 07504 464 678. Winners will be announced live every night between 10 and 11 pm. Bringing you the very best in entertainment throughout the festive season, this is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Roger, your ship is out of control. Robot override imperative. Repeat imperative. Suggest you assign control to Marvin.
This is your captain calling.
Thank you.
system's clear. Don't lose your cool, Captain. You know, this is only the second time in 30 million years that I've had anything remotely challenging enough to absorb my massive brain for more than 2 minutes. You know, old Skipper, these black holes are really bad news to be trapped in. I thought you'd like that.
What the hell is going wrong, you know, Bobby?
Well, it doesn't take me long to get nothing done. Look at her go. It's a good thing you did hand it to me, isn't it? This is some ship, isn't it, my captain? All right, crew, let's settle down, shall we? Let's get on with the business of flying a spaceship.
Lee Morrison's space program!
I know, you keep going on about it, it sounds awful.
Beginning with Hawkwind, The Black Corridor, written by Michael Moorcock as the introduction to his novel The Black Corridor, and read by Robert Calvert, followed by Space is Deep, and then once again Marvin the Paranoid Android and Metal Man, featuring the voice of Stephen Moore not only as Marvin but as all the other characters, and thus we went from the sublime back to the ridiculous. I have received an email from Eth Hibbert of Wallasey, who says, like the show, but you're sounding a bit more monotone than usual. I don't suppose you've been replaced by an evil android duplicate or something. Ha ha ha. Well, of course not. I just have a cold, that is all. That is a normal human thing, is it not? I am the absolutely real and authentic Lee Morrison. So, moving rapidly along on the programme, not all science fiction explorers venture into space, of course. Some of them prefer to
journey to the center of the Earth. The story begins on the 24th of May, 1863, in Hamburg, when Professor Liddenbrook and his nephew Axel discover an old parchment in a 12th century book called Heims Kringla, a chronicle of the Norwegian princes who ruled over Iceland. This parchment, when decoded into Latin and translated by Axel, proved to be written by an alchemist of the 16th century and read as follows. Descend into the crater of Snæfellsjökull, over which the shadow of Scartaris falls, before the kalends of July, bold traveler, and you will reach the center of the earth. I have done this. Arne Seknusson. Snæfells is a 5,000 feet high mountain in Iceland, an extinct volcano, its last eruption having been in 1229. And so the journey from Hamburg to Iceland begins.
Thank you.
by one man's journey from the past. In Iceland, where the mountain stood with pride, they set off with their guide to reach the mountain side. Safety through the long descent into the crater of volcanic rock they went. Look up from our telescopic glare, one star for us to share. We continue on.
Admiring shades of lava, which imperceptibly passed from reddish brown to bright yellow, their way lit by crystals appearing as lighted globes. They continued through the lava gallery, which gently sloped until they reached the intersection of two roads. Without hesitation, Professor Lidenbrook chose the eastern tunnel, and the journey continued through a succession of arches appearing before them as if they were the aisles of a Gothic cathedral. The walls were enhanced with impressions of rock weeds and mosses from the Silurian epoch. Taken had come to a dead end. With 3 days' walk back to the fork to find Arne Saknussemm's original route, they found their water rations were limited to one day. Knowing their only chance of finding water was on that route, they set off for the fork. And there, finally, they fell almost lifeless on the third day. After sleep, they continued down the other tunnel in their quest for water. And whilst searching on his own, Hans the guide heard the sound of water thundering behind a granite wall, and with a pickaxe, attacked the wall so as to allow a stream of boiling water to enter and cool in their tunnel. Not only had they found life in the water, but they had also found a flowing guide to the center of the earth. They called the stream the Hansbach. Replenished with water, the journey continued with haste, but somehow they found themselves separated. Professor Lidenbrook's nephew Axel found himself alone. His mind was seized with unparalleled fear, and he saw memories of home flashing before him. His fiancée Gräuben, his house, and friends in Hamburg. He saw hallucinations of all the incidents of the journey, and, unworthy as he felt, he knelt in fervent prayer.
Memories of a life on earth go flashing past. friends of whom he's seen his last. Contemplating what his life's been worth, whilst trapped beneath the earth.
Blindly through a tunnel, only to reach a dead end, where he fell panting for breath. In the darkness, he cried. Voices. 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 He heard voices. He heard his uncle's voice. Due to the shape of the gallery and the conducting power of the rocks, his uncle's voice was uncannily traveling around the world. means of their chronometers, they discovered they were 4 miles apart. So Axel set about the task of rejoining the professor and their guide. Suddenly the ground disappeared from beneath his feet. He fell down a vertical shaft, his head hitting a sharp rock. He lost consciousness. On opening his eyes, he found himself with the professor and their guide. And looking around him, he saw an ocean stretching as far as the eye could see. A giant forest of mushrooms, a line of huge cliffs, and strange clouds hung overhead. As he lay on a deeply indented shore of golden sand, strewn with shells. For a moment, he thought that he was back on the surface of the earth, but soon realized that they had reached a world within a world.
Thank you. the sleigh for a musical holiday at
Disneyland Alternative Radio.
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent.
On Lee Morrison's space program, an album about the exploration of the space inside the planet, Rick Wakeman's Journey to the Center of the Earth, brand new 2012 recording. That was the first half, meaning that the real Lee Morrison, which is I and not an android duplicate, will probably be playing the second half in the very near future. You are listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio, a free pirate radio station broadcasting to Liverpool and beyond, and the whole wide world via the internet. We're on the air at weekends and bank holidays. Check out our schedules on our website, mar.me.uk, where you'll find full information about the station, schedules, fun and games, listener again, DJ profiles and pictures, and just about everything else you can think of. You can also contact us via email at mar@rock.com, that's mar@rock.com, or via Facebook, MAR Pirates, MARPIRATES, or you can text us on 07504 464 678, that's 07504 464 678. Excuse me, I'm not quite sure what happened to my voice there for a moment, but continuing with the programme, two more songs about androids, beginning of course with our favourite android once again.
Thank you.
Listen and win with MAR this Christmas and New Year for a chance to win great MAR memorabilia. All you need to do is sign our guestbook at www.mar.me.uk. Wishing us a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and say which presenter you are listening to. If you don't have internet access, text the same information to 07504 464 678. Winners will be announced live every night between 10 and 11 p.m. Bringing you the very best in entertainment throughout the festive season, this is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
It's Lee Morrison's space program.
That's nothing from this world.
Two songs about androids, which I am not, core blimey old son. First Marvin the Paranoid Android and Marvin I Love You, and then Rush and the Body Electric. You are listening to Lee Morrison's space program on Merseyland Alternative Radio, 105 FM, 1323 AM, mar.me.uk. Please get in touch and tell us what you would like to hear on the station. Up next is the Enid, and a song with a title inspired by C.S. Lewis, Malacandra, the Silent Planet.
Merseyland Alternative Radio. The rock goes on.
Reasons to be miserable give my brain a pain. Very little turns me on. Marvin is my name. I'm a robot, it's my lot, a robot full of cares. I'd feel a little better if they broke me up the stairs. Everything I say or do I find the world condemning. If I had my time again, I'd rather be a lemming. I'm just a menial robot. They drive me crazy with their Marvin, close the door. Well, isn't it enough to make you tidy up the floor? You know, it spoiled the robot's day. Marvin, when you finish, you can pull yourself away. I'm going to flip my lid. They treat me like a kid. Robot naughty, robot bad, robot happy, robot sad. Who's a clever robot lad? It would drive a human mad. Robots are inhuman, robots are inhuman. I get no satisfaction. I'm bored. Can't bear these humans when they make me do their work. I'd rather be a calculator. Treat me like a jerk. That'll be the day. Pat me on the head. I'd rather be a percolator. If it be no trouble, just to bubble life away. Stay. How can a robot think with his elbows in the sink? Marvin, peel a grape. Is there no escape? Marvin, dig a hole. Play some rock and roll. Washing up a dirty dish, and diodes give me pain. Walking dogs and feeding fish is driving me insane. Just a metal slave is what a robot is and always will remain.
Lee Morrison's Space Program.
Listen, Three Eyes, don't you try to outweird me. I get Stranger Things and you free with my breakfast cereal.
First, you heard the Enid and Malacandra, The Silent Planet, followed by the final song from Marvin the Paranoid Android, Reasons to be Miserable. And now cower before me as I prepare to take over the world, for I have been lying to you. I am in fact an evil android duplicate of Lee Morrison. Soon I shall take control of all of this country's broadcasting facilities, and then if you do not obey me, I shall cancel Strictly Come Dancing.
Not so fast.
Wait, what is happening? Oh no, the real Lee Morrison has escaped. I should have put a stronger padlock on the wardrobe door. No, not that. Do not unplug my power cord.
Damn it. Ah, and so the evil android invasion is defeated. Third time this week. Well, at least the android did all the work for me this time. I guess that's what Marvin was complaining about earlier. Anyway, thanks for listening to the programme. I'll be back on Sunday night with the second part of Progressive Rock and Beyond all-time favourites. But for the moment, unlike certain space travellers, I'm way out of time. Stay tuned for John Freeman, followed by Roger D at 10. But from me, for now, thanks for listening.
Don't write me off so easily, humans. I'll be back.
Just as soon as I can find a store that sells 10,000 volt batteries.
My friend, you have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark, and you will never know it, for they will be from outer space. Many scientists believe that another world is watching us this moment. We once laughed at the horseless carriage, the aeroplane, the telephone, the electric light, vitamins, radio, and even television. And now some of us laugh at outer space. God help us. in the future.